You know, I would say so. You know, I haven't watched the tape yet, but just the way it felt, you know, things felt fairly smooth out there tonight. So from a personal standpoint, it probably is my best performance to date. But, you know, I can't say that without, you know, those 10 other guys I was out there with tonight. You know, that offensive line played lights out. They really got us rolling in the running game. Our backs, our receivers, all the skilled guys, you know, really made my job easy. You know, it was just, hey, go find the open guy or hand it off to the running back and let them go get 8 or 9. So, yeah, you know, it was a great performance, but obviously there's things that we can build upon. But, you know, we just got to keep moving in the right direction. You know, I think it's big. You know, if you look back to it, you know, I really haven't started a true football game since 2011. So to go out there and you know, show yourself that you can still do it, you know, I think it was a big deal confidence-wise. But, you know, I'm also a firm believer that you play like you practice. And over the course of the past 3 years, you know, I've taken every single practice very serious, treated every practice like a game, and you know, I think all that kind of led up to tonight.
Can you look at the Broncos from your vantage point? How different are they going to be this year?
Oh, you know, it's too early to tell. But, you know, for a young group to come into a place like this tonight, I know it's preseason, but I think you guys heard the crowd. You know, it was still loud. It's a hostile environment. It's a great team that we were playing. For us to come in here and run the football and play defense like we did, you know, I think that makes a big statement early, but obviously we still have a ton of work to do. We still got a couple weeks of training camp left, and we need to make the most of every single one of those days to be ready for the opener.
Brock, I know it's preseason, but that touchdown to Virgil, that's pretty sweet.
Thank you.
It looked like you felt the same way.
You know, it was, yeah, I was pretty excited. But, you know, I think that excitement just came from, you know, behind the scenes. You know, you guys haven't seen all the work that a lot of guys, you know, put in. And for myself, over the course of the past 3 years, and, you know, Virgil and I have been thrown at a local high school in Denver. We've been thrown there all spring along with some of the other skill guys. We threw there over the summer. And I think a lot of those things are starting to pay off. But, yes, I was very excited. You know, it was a little film study put to work, you know, knowing what coverage they were going to play in the red area. But once again, my job was easy. You know, the offensive line gave me time. Virg beat his guy off the line, and I just had to put it in the bucket.
There was a third down conversion you had across the middle to Norwood where it was like a laser. That pass from the one to Virgil, the one did you go, I did well there.
Well, you know, I was just I was feeling really comfortable in the pocket, and all that credit, once again, has to go to the offensive line and backs. You know, those backs, Monte and Ronnie and CJ, stuck their nose up in there in pass protection and gave me the time and the comfort to keep my eyes downfield and find those windows. And that's all it was. You know, Jordan made a great catch, and I think it was a third down, so it was a big conversion. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's about this young football team coming together in a hostile environment and playing great football. So I think it was a big night for the Broncos.
When the pass rush does come in, how much better do you think your feel of it being able to step up in a way is compared to, say, even last year?
Yeah. Well, just tonight, you know, I felt a lot more comfortable than previous years. And, you know, I think that just comes from game reps. And experience in the National Football League. You know, it's so much different than college. You know, those pass rushers, they're coming and they're coming quick. So to get some solid game reps over the past 3 seasons, I think that's what really allowed me to come out here tonight and feel comfortable in the pocket.
Did Peyton have some input on the sideline?
You know, Peyton always stays in the game. You know him. He's not going to, you know, completely remove himself. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about our relationship and for him being here. You know, it had been probably real easy for him to just walk off to the side and watch the game tonight and kind of, you know, take the night off, but he didn't. You know, he stayed in my ear. He told me what he was seeing. We talked about some plays on the sideline. We were looking at pictures together. And so I really appreciate him being there tonight.
Do you think this
Well, you know, how do you measure it? But certainly how I feel right now, I would say so. But like I told the rest of the group earlier, you know, I'm going to watch this game film as soon as I get on the bus. I know there's plenty of things I'm sure I did wrong tonight that I can clean up. And I will clean up so that we can be better in the future.
Do you feel like this offense is more of a natural fit for you? Do you feel comfortable offensively?
You know, I don't want to compare the offenses. You know, I think they're both great in their own way. However, you know, since we started spring ball, I've dove 100% into this offense and studied it day in, day out, over the summer, over the spring, late nights at home, because I wanted to know everything about it inside and out. So when I stepped out onto the field for the first time, I felt very comfortable in it.
What was happening in that last one right before the half where you were starting to really feel, I mean, it was kind of more in like a 4-minute offense, so to speak, just you had a long drive.
Certainly, yes. You know, I think the more you can play on the field and get consistent play where you're staying out on the field, you know, you're not coming in for, you know, a fourth quarter. You're not coming in for a third, fourth quarter. You know, for getting to start the game, get into a rhythm, play with the feel of the game, I think it just kind of culminated in that 2-minute drive there. And that's where that offensive unit really came together. Like I said, the offensive line gave me time. Receivers separated, they got open, and backs did a tremendous job. So, you know, my job was really easy tonight. I just had to find the open guy.
Thank you.